I assume that in this context, the invasion, in terms of language.
Yes, very good. Now, do you have your paper with you and a pen
Yes,
or pencil?
I
All
do.
right, very good. So I'm going to play the audio to you. Take notes, all right? And then after that, share your notes with me and tell me what you could understand from this article, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Andrea Camilleri is a literary celebrity in Italy, and he's best known abroad for his novels featuring his brilliant fictional creation, the Sicilian detective, Inspector Montalbano. But the author is worried about the health of the language in which he works. Speaking earlier this week, he took issue with the country's politicians for peppering their speeches with English words and phrases. Terms like welfare, governance, devolution, and even election day. The author said that Prime Minister Mario Monti was a leading offender. And it's true that Mr. Monti does indeed frequently reach for English terminology. Here's an example from his first speech to Parliament. Listen to how he just drops in the English phrase best practices.
L'obiettivo di allinearci rapidamente alle best practices europee.
And in the very next breath, he's at it again, sliding in that grim English term, spending review.
Per competenza avvierò immediatamente una spending review del fondo unico della.
Mr. Camilleri said that Mr. Monti's habit was just part of what he called an awful tradition in Italian public life. Not enough, he said, was being done to take care of the national language. And he gave a classic example. He said that when he served on a jury for a prize given by the Italian state broadcaster at the Venice Film Festival, he was dismayed to find that the official language of the judging would be English.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So share your notes with me. Tell me what you understood.
So Mr. Caberari, the writer of and best known as a novelist the fictional Sicilian and detective Inspector
Montalbano,
one of the English invasion, especially. He says that Prime Minister Monti, the politician, is a leading language offender.
Yes, good, very good.
Mr. Monti used the English terminology in his speech, such as best practice or spending review, and Mr. Caberari is concerned that in future the